Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Henry Sikorski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. That perfectly describes the Islamic Republic of Iran and the suspect nuclear weapons program. The latest iteration by the masters of the bazaar is that the Ayatollah dismisses the U.S. nuclear proposal and vows to keep enriching uranium. The game is afoot. Henry, a very good evening to you. In addition to this story about no, but no always has a codicil, there is an equally charming story about how the U.S. continues to change its position and tiptoeing around the idea that maybe it's okay they enrich a little bit. Can you clarify where the U.S. is or where Iran is in this deal? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on again. We are playing for time, possibly, as much as the Iranians. We've told the Israelis, please don't bomb, because the neighbors of Iran, who are friends of ours, have made it very clear they don't want to see anything that might spark a bigger battle, much less a war. And I think the White House is not eager to see major conflict anywhere if they can avoid it. And they've showed this by reaching a truce with the Houthis, which is a much less potent force, I suspect, than the Iranians. So the problem always has been, can you enrich uranium without getting so close to bomb making that effectively detecting a violation is useless, because by the time you act, a bomb could, or many bombs could, be built. And I think, in fairness to the administration, they have been very clear that they understand this point. And I think Rubio has said publicly, enriching uranium is equivalent to weaponization of nuclear weapons. Okay, well, then what do you do about it? Well, the emphatic thing you would do is say, stop it. Stop enriching uranium, and then we'll figure out what else we can do to lift sanctions, etc. The Iranians are insistent that they want this option, and they're not about to give it up. And so we go round and round. Effectively, we will negotiate, we're told, with any luck, for several more weeks or months before this comes to a head. Now, coincidental to this, the United States is working with the United Kingdom, Germany, and France in a proceeding at the International Atomic Energy Agency, June 9th through 13th, I believe. And they're going to listen to a report that Iran is noncompliant with its International Atomic Energy Agency agreement for nuclear inspections pursuant to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. When they get that, they are going to threaten to go to the UN unless Iran cleans up its act over the summer. So all of this is in play. I don't think we're going to see an end to the negotiations, at least with any luck, through the summer.
There is a report that China can produce 500,000 attack drones and scale up to 700,000 a month in wartime. The attack on the Soviet-made, Russian-adopted nuclear bombers was launched not by long-range UAVs, but by subterfuge, short-range UAVs. At the same time, UAVs are continually striking the infrastructure of Ukraine, and now there's a story they've struck the infrastructure of Russia, 700,000 without electricity. The UAV is the weapon of the future. Has everybody adopted it now to understand we have to change our presumptions of what war is?
We're still backing into our brief. We have a lot of legacy, expensive programs, some of which we just started. Elon Musk was very critical of the president's decision to have a follow-on to what is a stealth fighter called the F-35, named the F-47, which is, the number of the president's presidency. He said, well, that doesn't make sense. We have to go with uncrewed systems more. And I think on that point, he's right. And we're not quite where our mouth is. I think people are going through the motions of saying, this is a big deal. We need to make adjustments. We're still in the throes of backing into this brief.
The strikes on the electricity infrastructure of Ukraine and now Russia, is that the future as well, Henry? We have to protect our electricity grids.
I think so. We keep, focusing on how missiles and drones and planes can harm our military forces and our military bases. And that is a concern. But you got to be blind and deaf and dumb not to understand what's going on in Ukraine is trying to hold hostage the entire electrical and energy supply system of the country, such that at any given moment, you can black out the whole country. And that is part of the reason why the Ukrainians did their recent attack, to show that they can do it against big chunks of Russia as well. We are dealing with this in the United States and our allied countries by secrecy. And I can assure you that is not a complete thought, and that will not work. The Chinese actually are worried and are publicly talking about the military vulnerability of their nuclear reactors. We're not. Maybe we should follow the Chinese example? I think so.
Is this something that didn't come up in the last 80 years since the end of the Second War, that energy is the centerpiece of our culture and that without it, we are not a civilization? Did that ever come up, Henry?
Well, I had someone write a history for a study on targeting of electrical supply systems since the First World War. And it certainly was always an objective, but we didn't really seriously pursue it in the Second World War. We probably should have. And actually, the Germans told us we made a mistake in not following through. But essentially, it's a target set that's relatively new in a total kind of way. We've done some things. In the first Iraq war, we tried to knock out the grid in Iraq temporarily. But I'd say it's new, even though it's the thought is old. Doing it is new.
Final minute or so. There is a concern that the Russians are stalking one of our keyhole reconnaissance spy satellites. That's wartime in low Earth orbit. Is that the future as well, Henry?
Certainly part of it. Gathering information that will help you fight or defend yourself on the surface of the Earth is going to entail always, I think, using space-based satellites, optic systems and communication systems and command systems. And the Russians understand this. We understand it. Chinese understand it. All God's children understand it. And therefore, there's an advantage in holding this stuff at risk, and you better get used to it.
Henry Sikalski is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.